Take your Bibles, please, and turn to the book of Romans, chapter 5. Romans, chapter 5, this morning, we're going to read verses 7 and 8. I'll read aloud as you read silently. Romans, chapter 5, and verse 7 and 8 this morning, please. As you're finding your place, would you please stand to your feet in honor of the Word of God as we read the Word of God together this morning, if you're able, of course. If you're not, please remain seated. Romans chapter 5, verse 7 and 8, begin at verse 7. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the word of God, and thank you for dying for us on the cross. I pray that you'd bless our pastor this morning as he comes and preaches to us from the word of God. Please meet our needs today. Help us in every area of our life that needs help. Help us to be willing to accept it, hear it, and apply it. Now, Father, for that to be accomplished, we need you to anoint our pastor with thy Holy Spirit power too. Use him to help us. Father, if there's somebody in this room that does not know 100% for sure they're going to heaven when they die, I pray before they leave this room this morning, they would accept Christ as their Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated.
As you're being seated this morning, I'm going to ask you now to check your cell phones and make sure they are turned off or turned to vibrate or whatever may be necessary so we don't have to listen to your ringtone choices. That would be a blessing. It's Memorial Day weekend. I wonder how many Americans know what this weekend was intended for. Initially, right after the Civil War, it was declared, or we had a day in America called Decoration Day. Some of you old settlers will remember that, because it wasn't until the early 70s that it became Memorial Day. But originally, it was Decoration Day. And people would go to the cemeteries and put flags and flowers on the graves of either their loved ones or folks that they knew who had died in the military, giving their lives for their country's freedoms. Decoration Day in about 1971 or so is when it became Memorial Day. It is a day to remember, dear people, but it is a day to remember those who gave their lives for their country. Now, Veterans Day, we honor all those who served their country. This day is a special day. 1.3 million plus Americans have given their lives for our freedoms. Now, that should mean something to us. I know it's a three-day weekend and it's the start of the summer season and, you know, all the things that go along with it, and I, God willing, we'll barbecue with everybody else tomorrow. All that's well fine. I have no problem with the getting a day off of work and a day to spend some time with your family and friends and all that. That's all fine. But if you got a flag, put it out. If you don't have one, go get one and put it out. Hopefully this summer somewhere we're going to get a flagpole at our church so we can put up a flag. I don't know what happened to us when we built this place. We didn't put a flagpole up. But if you happen to have about a 70-footer, let me know, would you please? But big flag. Oh, yes. But more than just wave the flag, it's a time to remember somebody did not come home so you and I could. Somebody paid for the liberties and the freedoms that we enjoy and paid the ultimate price. Now, look at me. That is not to be taken lightly. It's not to be pushed aside. It's not to be swept aside. It's not to be buried somewhere. It's not to be left out of anybody's thinking. Memorial Day is a day to remember that those red stripes in the flag mean more than just color. It means blood. Somebody shed their blood so we could have freedoms. Because we hear it said freedom is not free, and it isn't. It isn't free to get it. It isn't free to keep it. And it isn't free to maintain it. There will always be a price. People will always have to pay. That's just the case. So on a Memorial Day weekend, we make a special effort in our church to remind you to not forget what the day is all about. Somewhere tomorrow, and hopefully you get the day off tomorrow, somewhere tomorrow you'll put your flag out and take a few moments before the day gets busy and before we get off into the things that we have planned for the day. Just do not forget, please, to remind yourself to pause for a moment. God's been very good to me, and I've been able to go to some military cemeteries. Our one here at Igo Ono Cemetery is a very beautiful place, and I'm so glad we have that here in the North State. If God allows me to live out the rest of my days here, I want to be buried in that cemetery. I've been to Arlington National Cemetery and seen the changing of the guard there and walked around at those 260-some-thousand grave markers in this place. That's hallowed and sacred ground there. I was in the Philippines in Manila, and they have an Arlington-type cemetery there for the Americans and Filipinos who gave their life for liberating those islands. Those places they're sacred places. They're special. Because it's not just a bunch of grave markers. It's a place where patriots laid their bodies down in the ground and didn't come home to their moms and their dads and didn't go back to their wives and their children and their husbands. They didn't go home, men and women, across the board. So Memorial Day is more than just a day. It is a time to remember that someone paid the ultimate price for liberties and freedoms. Now, I want to emphasize that this morning because the thought and the message is going to tie this business or this matter of Memorial Day and what it means to us as citizens of this land to what Memorial Day should mean to us as citizens of heaven. When I say freedom is not free, I say freedom is not free for anyone. There's always a price that has to be paid. I want us to appreciate the fact that we've been given a gift. And that gift is liberty and freedom like no country on this earth knows. The Lord has blessed and given me the privilege to go to many places in this world. Places we would call free countries. And they don't have the liberties we enjoy in this nation. America is a very unique place. It's a very special place. There are things that we enjoy and have here that this world, many in this world would love to have. I remember being in Africa in the country of Rwanda. And we had several of our fellows and us went, and we were there in a couple of other nations in Africa on a missions trip. And we had made polo shirts up with the Kenyan flag and the Rwandan flag monogrammed on those polo shirts. And we were in Rwanda, and this guy walked up to me and he says, "That's the wrong flag for our country. This is Rwanda." And I said, "I'm sorry, did we get the wrong flag?" He goes, "No, it changed. It changed about 6 months ago. So that's not the right flag." And I said, "Well, I'm sorry." He started to give me a bad time about it. He said, "You shouldn't." I said, "Look, we had these shirts made up a long time ago. I didn't know your country was going to change in 6 months. Okay, I apologize for that." And the more trouble he gave me for it, the more irritated I got. Well, that flag's been flying over this country for quite some time. America's a very unique nation, ladies and gentlemen. It's very special. You say, "Well, America's got problems." Yes, we have problems, but it's still the greatest nation on this planet. Now, people, I want you to understand. You say, "Well, Pastor Johnson, you know, after all, America has done some things America shouldn't do." I know that. I'm well aware of it. I'm not blind, and I'm not stupid, and I'm not ignorant. But I also know this. We have here in this country what nobody else has on this planet. And we are a very blessed nation. And because of our liberties, our freedoms that we have. And yes, I understand they're being taken away from us. That's something we'll address maybe later. But I want you to listen to me very carefully. It's important that each and every one of us at least appreciate that which was paid for so we have the freedoms that we have. So on this Memorial Day, what do we do today? On this day and tomorrow, we realize that a price has been paid. Someone loved their freedom and our freedom so much. See, these people who died for America, they didn't just die for their own freedoms. They died for yours and mine. 1.3 million plus, by the way, and counting Americans. They're still giving their lives for us. Over in the hills in Afghanistan, they're still giving their lives for us. And you know, the truth of the matter is there's a price that had to be paid for that freedom. And it always has a price, and it always has a price attached to it. That means that liberty and freedom is not a right, it is a gift. Too many in America today think that our liberties and freedoms are their right. You say, "Well, as citizens of the country and under the Constitution of the United States of America, we're guaranteed these sort of rights." Yes, but someone had to pay so we could have this. So liberty and freedom is a gift. It's not just a right. It's not something that we are to demand. I want my freedoms. And we got people today who want, and everybody wants to have their own particular set of freedoms. They want their liberties to live the way that they want. They want their liberties to do what they want to do. Say, well, what's wrong with that, Pastor Johnson? Here's the problem. If everybody gets their rights, no one is going to have their rights after a while. If I have to get, and you see, we shouldn't take rights away from anyone. We should not hinder anybody to live under God's conscience and His word in their life. That should never be taken away from anyone. No one should ever in this country ever know prejudice or being mistreated because of color, race, or ethnicity. There should be none of that. There should be nothing like that in America. Definitely not sanctioned by the government of the United States of America. But ladies and gentlemen, listen to me carefully. If I think that freedom means I get to do what I want and no one should tell me I can't do what I want because I'm free and live in America, that's not what this country is about. I've been in countries in this world before where they painted stripes on their roads too. You know, a middle lane, stripes down the side of the road. Nobody pays attention to them. They drive everywhere and every place you could possibly imagine. There have been many a times I thought I was going to heaven from the Philippines or Africa or India or Europe or Russia or wherever, Mexico, God help us. The worst driving I ever saw in my life was in India. Those people are crazy. They scare Mexican Tijuana taxi cab drivers to death. I assure you of that. Those guys are crazy. They drive, you got trucks going down the road, and then there's an ox cart between the truck and a car, and a guy on a motorcycle with a pig and two women and four kids on the back of it, and they're flying down the highway and driving on the shoulder of the road and passing each other up with that missionary, and he comes out and passes a car going around a truck, and here comes a truck right at us like this, and we're headed for each other, and I'm just thinking, Lord, I'm coming home. This is it. I'm going to heaven from the front seat of this van right here in India, and then he'd go, whoo, and he'd cut over like that at the last second. I never saw a speed limit sign. What's the point? Some guy's going 5 miles an hour on an ox cart. Another guy's driving a truck as fast as he could go. They got lines on their roads and nobody pays any attention to it. In America, at least, ladies and gentlemen, there are some degrees of limits as to where you drive, when you drive, how you drive, how fast you drive, sort of. The truth of the matter is, if my freedom means I get to drive anywhere I want, you better get off the sidewalk. Liberty doesn't mean you get to do what you want. Liberty means you are free to be a better part of the society in which you live. You're not there to take from it. You're there to give to it. You're not there to get what you want. You're there to give what that place and that nation and that place needs. See, that's a gift to us. We are a nation of people who have an incredible amount of liberty. You don't have to have permission from the government to go from one state to the other. You don't have to have permission from the government to do certain things. They're trying to. They're trying very hard to regulate our lives now to the point where we've got too many laws now. There's too much control and restriction over the freedoms of this nation. Our forefathers would flop over in their graves if they saw what they're doing to us and that's coming from our government in so many ways. Freedom has always had a cost and a price to it. We must never forget that. Because you see, as Christians, we understand that even better than anybody else. Look in your Bibles at Romans chapter 5 and verse 7. It says, "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die." See, that's Memorial Day in America for us. People who gave their life for others. But look at verse number 8. Here's a memorial day for a Christian. "But God commended His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." See, a Christian understands the liberties of their nation in which they live, this great beloved nation of America, because we understand that our freedoms came at the price of the blood of Jesus Christ. He paid for our freedoms and liberties on that cross. When He gave His life for us and died bearing our sins, He was giving us the gift of eternal life and liberty from the bondage of sin. Jesus was purchasing that to give that to us as an amazing gift at an incredible price. Let us never take lightly the gift paid for by those who gave their life for us and as citizens of this beloved nation, let us never do so. Never take lightly the price. And let us never take lightly the price Jesus paid for our freedoms, to set us free from the bondage of sin, to liberate us from the bondage of false religion that tells you you have to work your way to heaven. Nothing as sad as to see people bound up in a religion that teaches them that by your works, your deeds, your baptism, your church membership, your good work, you're kissing somebody's big toe or anything else, that you can earn your way to heaven. No, Jesus has paid the price for our freedoms. That price was the blood of Christ, his death and dying on the cross and going to the grave and rising again the third day. He purchased this gift of freedom for us by the price that Jesus paid with his life. You can't compare that to anything else. On this Memorial Day, let's remember that a gift has been provided for us now. The freedoms of this land are a gift, and they are to be valued and appreciated by those who love America. I'm sorry, look at me. I'm sorry if you've gotten the idea from media and other places that freedoms and liberty in America means you get to have what you want, when you want, the way you want, and in some cases, someone else will even pay for it for you. Now, friend, look at me. I don't have a problem with a compassionate government who wants to help people in times of need in their life. I do not have a problem with that. I do not have a problem with helping folks who need help. I don't have a problem with that either. I don't have a problem. Look at me. I don't have a problem with a country that decides they're going to do something to help people when they're feeble or infirm or they need help in their life. I don't have a problem with that either. I have a serious problem with taking care of people who won't get up off their rusty backside and go work when they can work. I have a problem with that one. I have a problem with feeding people who don't want to work because the Bible says if a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat. I have a problem with that. I have a problem with giving people stuff they don't appreciate, stomp on, walk all over it, and stand in line at the grocery store with two shopping carts full of food. Well, I'm standing there with my beanie weenies and my bologna that I paid for with hard-earned money by the grace of God. I have a problem with that. I have a problem with taking care of people who don't want to do what they're supposed to do. I have a problem with that, and here's why. Because there's no appreciation for what these things cost. You walk out of the grocery store with three bags of groceries and a stinking strain of meat in that thing, and it costs you $50. And you think to yourself, what in the world? What is in here? Did we pass out and somebody put the filet mignon in here? What is in this thing that cost me $50? By the way, you're doing pretty good with three bags of groceries that only cost you $50. I can't get out of Costco for $100. I mean, just go in there to pick up something, you come $100. Where did that come from? Well, it's that 32-pound bag of potato chips that I bought. That might have something to do with it. It's unbelievable. You know, people, you carry that out, and my wife and I often will say, how do we make it in this society today? Whoever thought you'd be paying $4 for a gallon of milk? I think milk is more expensive than gas now. Milk! What are those cows doing out there, for goodness sakes? So I bet you feel guilty eating cookies and drinking milk. Nope, sure don't. Here's the point. So I'm given these incredible freedoms that I have in this country at a great price. Now listen, and it's a gift provided and given to me. Now, I can just take it and mistreat it, drop it, throw it down, walk all over it, go on and do what I want, live the way I want and be what I want and be a leech on this society instead of provide. I can do that if I want to. And that's the thing about America. If there is a fallacy to the capitalistic system, it is. You can take advantage of that system. No question. But I'll take capitalism over communism or socialism any day on this planet. I wish somebody tell the president that. The truth of the matter is, I'll take capitalism and all its failures. I'll take all its weaknesses and everything else that goes along with that. But may I just say this very quickly this morning. See, when they instituted that system in America, they did so in America that was a moral nation. And the limitations of people's morality kept them from cheating folks. I didn't say everybody was perfect. They had cheaters then like they do now. But there was a moral fiber to America that was different then, that limited so that people wouldn't, you wouldn't see the blanket abuse of things that are, we don't need to throw the system out, we just need to fix the people who are in the system. That's all we got to do. But you see, we're provided this incredible gift of our liberties and our freedoms. Now, what are you going to do with this? Something should be done in changing the way we're. Maybe if we went back to, first of all, teaching in our schools, maybe give them an education, that would be a start. Got kids leaving the public school system that they can't even read. How'd you go through 13 years of school without even learning how to read? So we need to spend more money. We spend more money on education than any country on this planet. Maybe what we need to do is stop educating kids about global warming and start teaching them something else that has a little to do with their understanding of their part in society and that sort of thing. Because maybe what would help us is we understand we've been given a gift. The gift is liberty and freedom. Every one of those little white markers out there that says that's a gift. I paid for this gift. That's what the price of freedom is. It's a gift provided for us. We need to accept that gift and honor it. And the gift of God, that's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, must be received also. You're not a Christian because you believe in Jesus. You're not a Christian because you got baptized. You're not a Christian because you go to church. You have to receive the gift of eternal life, and that's done by faith when you trust Christ as your Savior. Hey, and you alone, trusting Christ alone and nothing else, you trust His payment for your salvation, and in so doing, you receive that gift of eternal life. That becomes yours. It's incredible that to be a citizen of this nation, initially speaking anyway, you just have to be born in this country. That's incredible. Later on, if you want to do it the right way, you join this nation. You become a sworn citizen of this land. But you know something, ladies and gentlemen, to become a citizen of heaven, you just accept Christ as your Savior. You have to be born again to enter the kingdom of heaven. That's done by a spiritual work that takes place the moment you trust Christ as your Savior and receive Him. Then you have the gift of eternal life. It's a gift that's provided for us. And also quickly this morning, this Memorial Day should remind us that there's a responsibility been presented to us. You don't use the American flag to wash your car. It's not an article of clothing. Now, we may wear patriotic things and stuff like that. I'm saying you shouldn't take your tie, or you shouldn't take your take the American flag and make a bedspread out of it. I like the statement. I'm glad I live in a country where the First Amendment rights allow you to burn the American flag if you want, and my Second Amendment right is give me the right to shoot you if you try and burn mine. The truth of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, there should be some thinking about what we have here as a nation. There's a responsibility for us as Americans. You see, Pastor, you're going to emphasize that thing, we're here to be something for America instead of get something from America? Yes! Well, everyone else is doing it. All right, then jump in the ship with the rest of the lemmings and go off the cliff. I'm sorry, but I don't want to live like that. I don't want to put my head down and feel like I'm here to get from my government and get from this nation. I receive manifold blessings as a citizen of this great country. I was sitting in a restaurant in Copenhagen, in Denmark. I was in this service, in the GI, single GI in the service. I was sitting there by myself eating some food. And a man walked by me, and he stopped, and he looked at me, and he goes, "You're an American, aren't you?" I said, "Well, yes, I am." He goes, "You look like one," and he walked off. I wanted to fight. I said, "What do you mean I look like one?" It would seem to me that the responsibility of the liberties and freedoms I have mean I need to be an informed citizen of this land. Not from the 6 o'clock news of major media. An informed citizen of this land. Look at me, people. This country's dying because of a terminal case of ignorance. That's why I watch Fox News, Pastor Johnson. I said an informed citizen. You know, the truth of the matter is you have to dig a little bit in this country to get some things that will be helpful to you. But we have an election coming up, midterm election. Worst time to have an election. Nobody votes. Nobody much cares. You know, there are important things that are being decided. Every time there's an election, there's something important being decided. And if you say nothing, you join the silent majority that lets this country go down the tube and give it over to the idiots who will do something and won't speak their piece. Hey, that's the time I get to say, I vote for this. This is what I believe. And I don't care if my vote doesn't count to some people. It counts to Mike Johnson. And it counts to the cemetery who gave me those freedoms. I'm responsible. I'm supposed to be a responsible citizen in this country. I'm supposed to not be so stupid. I don't know what's going on around me and just go, oh, is that what they said on television? And then believe all that junk. I'm sorry, but you know, people look at me. America has its problems today, but it's not as bad as some people think. There are still some people in this country who got sense. There's still enough people in America to make this nation work. And still enough people in this nation who do. So we participate. We are beneficial citizens of this land. No, you won't see us getting involved in political efforts and movements and endeavors. We got Democrats in this church. We got Republicans in this church. We got Tea Party people in this church. We got some people in this church. They're so dangerous, nobody wants them. They don't want to claim them. They've tried and they won't let them in. No, I know you. You're out, pal. That's good too. I'm good with all that. You hear me? I'm good with that. I just thought of something I was going to say, but then we'll all go to jail. Now, here's the thing. But see, we have a responsibility because of the freedoms and liberties we're given as God's citizens of this great nation. Can I ask you a question? What are you doing to make America a better nation? What are you doing? Hey, look at me. What did you do this week that made America better? Well, I went to work and took care of my family. You did your part. I provided the best as I could to do right by honor the laws of this land. I did my part. Then you did your part. Are you listening? See, if more people did that, we'd have a better country across the board. The truth of the matter is it doesn't take much for a nation to become a wise nation. It just takes people to live like they're supposed to. We have been given a responsibility, and it's presented to us. Christian friend, you've been given eternal life, a standing with God. You are his child, but as many as received him, to them gave you power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. You are a citizen of heaven. You are a child of God. He is your heavenly Father. This book is now your guide. You have, listen to me, you have some incredible, you have been provided an incredible gift. Now then, if we're going to be responsible citizens of America, don't you think it behooves us to be responsible citizens of heaven? Man was pulled over one day, thrown on the back of his car with a gun in the back of his head by a policeman. And the guy was shocked, and he said to the officer, "Why are you treating me this way?" He goes, "I know you stole this car." And the man said, "I did not." He said, "You have to. I've been following you for 6 blocks. You've been honking at everybody, making obscene gestures, yelling, screaming, and cussing at everybody, speeding and zipping in and out of traffic, and you got this bumper sticker on your car that's a fish. That belongs to a Christian. You must have stole this car." Yeah. And if you were arrested for being a Christian, would they have enough evidence to convict you? Would they? So if I go to your neighbors and say, "Oh yeah, they're Christians," would they look at me like, "What? Last night, did you hear what I heard coming out of their house?" See, maybe we as Christians need to be more informed of what God expects from us, yes? Maybe we need to vote. I'm a child of God. Wherever I go, whatever I do, we'll stop probably on the way home today at this little market next door here. I was in there yesterday after we worked for a while out here on the sprinkler system. I had mud all over me. I walked past a couple of you yesterday in that store. You didn't know it was me. I give tracts to these people over here, witness to them. They know me and stuff like that. Now, when I go over there today dressed like this, well, then they're going to know I'm Pastor John. They didn't know it was me yesterday. I had mud and stuff flung all over me. Smelled bad, looked bad, felt good though. Hey, but I was just as much a child of God yesterday as I am today. Clothes may change, but the same guy on the inside, because I take him with me wherever I go. He's here, you see, and so do you. So what do you say? We be responsible for what's been presented to us as Christians. Sad day in America, ladies and gentlemen, when God's people are so much like the world in which they live, you can't tell by looking at them, you can't tell by how they act, you can't tell by their choices, you can't tell by their attitude, you can't tell by their decisions, you can't tell by anything that they do that they're a child of God. Sad day I don't put bumper stickers on the car that says, I go to Shasta Baptist Church because you know how I drive. The truth of the matter is, I don't do that. But it shouldn't have to be like that. I was over here in the line at the grocery store one day. Some guy looks at me and he goes, are you a cop? I said, well, I am in law enforcement. Well, I am. God's law. I didn't say I was a cop. I said, I'm in law enforcement. That guy changed lines. I was taking my Bible into the jail for preaching one day. Put it down. They came out to check it, and the guy went to pick it up. I go, be careful now. It's loaded. Guards have no humor. You know, they have no sense of humor. That's a powerful book right there. So then, we have a Memorial Day to remember. Some precious and wonderful things to remember. And every day after Memorial Day, I'm still a citizen of this nation, and I am still a citizen of heaven. And let's live responsibly. Let's stand our feet, please, this morning. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed for a moment, please.